As divided as Americans can be on some issues, a recent study found out we are united on one thing, getting sick. Commentator Lester Spence explains that Americans across the board, in spite of our gender, class, or racial differences, will fall ill.
With the recent uptick in healthcare costs borne by individuals and employers, there has been a renewed emphasis on healthcare. As soon as someone even comes close to bringing up the idea of a single-payer system or universal healthcare, conservatives get on edge. Individuals given proper information and a strong array of choices should make much better decisions for themselves than the government. And given the technological sophistication of modern American medicine, we should as a whole be much healthier than our counterparts in other countries, right? Wrong. A recent study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association compared the health of middle-aged and elderly men and women in the United States and in England. The study found that the U.S. population in late middle age is less healthy than the equivalent British population for diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, stroke, lung disease, and cancer. Now, we know that within the U.S., there are glaring health disparities that cause Black and Latinos specifically to be less healthy than their white counterparts. And these disparities also have a significant class element. White floor workers at Walmart, for example, are much sicker on average than their executive counterparts. But what stands out about this study is that the researchers actually control for race and class. Whites of the same class background in the U.S. are more likely to be sick than whites in England. And as important, this is all the way up the income scale. White executives in the U.S. are sicker than white executives in England. Now, conservatives would argue that these differences are probably due to bad habits. Again, if people were just informed about how to live right, they would drink less alcohol, be less likely to abuse drugs, and more likely to exercise regularly. All practices that would make us healthier. But check this out. Another thing the researchers in the study controlled for was bad habits. So take two individuals, one in England and one in the U.S. They have the same socioeconomic background, the same race, the same gender. Further, give them the same bad habits. What this study indicates is that the American will still be sicker. Americans are right to be concerned about the state of our healthcare system. Even though we have some of the most advanced tools in the world, even though our doctors are better trained than any other medical corps on the face of the planet, we are paying more and more for our health care and getting less and less in the way of real results. I believe that what happens to the least of us eventually trickles up to the rest of the population. This recent study further proves it. It looks as if Americans in general are now saying the same thing Black women have been saying for decades. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Lester Spence is an assistant professor of political science at Johns Hopkins University.